We are overspending about $700 billion a year, they've identified.
Purdue also talked about what needs to be done to address the issue.
We can't cut our way out of this problem, and we can't just simply grow our way out. It's going to take a multifaceted approach.
California's new 12 cents per gallon gas tax is now in effect. Although some drivers knew it was coming, they were still surprised at the difference they paid at the pump.
It definitely feels like I'm sort of taken advantage of without me even knowing it.
TJ is a driver from Sacramento. He said he knew the tax hike was coming, but was surprised to hear that it will be going up another 7 cents come July 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The feeling of fall is in the air, which means it's time to pay extra attention to your skin. Beauty expert Cheryl Kramer Kay.
I'm loving Jergens Nourishing Honey. It's infused with orange blossom essence and honey, which has loads of antioxidants, plus antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, so it's soothing to the skin. Honey is also a natural humectant, so it pulls water from the air and delivers it to your skin to keep it hydrated and nourished all day long.
Pick it up at Walmart or Target for just $5.99.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama spoke at an Obama Foundation summit yesterday. She spent a lot of time talking about why men these days are growing up with a sense of entitlement.
It's powerful to have strong men, but what does that strength mean? You know, does it mean respect? Does it mean responsibility? Does it mean compassion? Or are we protecting our men too much so they feel a little entitled and a little, a little self-righteous sometimes, but that's kind of on us.
The former First Lady also discussed her time growing up in Chicago. Have you ever been so ticked off that you wanted to file a complaint against that nasty telemarketer? Well, one state is allowing you to do that via an app. Randy Bell has the story.
The Mississippi Public Service Commission says giving people a simple way to report violations of the no-call law should put some pressure on those telemarketers.
It'd make our jobs easier to get as many complaints registered as we can, because that helps us track down these people that are breaking the law.
Commissioner Cecil Brown says they believe Mississippi is the first state to develop a free phone app, which lets you file a complaint as soon as you hang up on a telemarketer. You can find it in the Apple App Store or Google Play under MS No Call.
The Kevin Spacey sex scandal continues to widen, with two more men accusing the actor of sexual misconduct. On Sunday, Anthony Rapp accused Spacey of making sexual advances toward him back in 86. Now a filmmaker and actor are also accusing Spacey of the same thing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle it! handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I get pitched all the time. All the time, email, phone drives my wife crazy, because my phone pretty much rings off the hook. And again, I run a business, so I'm not in the office. Calls are forwarded to my phone. If the reality is, if I don't know who it is, I don't answer. I what drives my wife crazy. So once you answer, I'm like, someone knocks on my front door and I'm like, hello, who's there? And they won't tell me. Am I going to open the door? No. Pennywise could be outside, for crying out loud. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I check my messages and it's various, all the time, a lot of hedge fund guys. Other money managers wanting to get my clients involved with things, and also a lot of people involved in politics wanting me to give money to the Republican Party or this campaign or that campaign or whatever it may be. And, some of the funny ones is calling for the Republican Party to help get Trump get his agenda through. And I start laughing because I'm like, the Republican Party hates Trump. Don't start with this. They hate Trump. We are equal opportunity bashers here on the program. We go after them both. Back in 2009, when the Tea Party first started up, there was a huge rally that I gave a speech at, and my entire speech, and you can go, it's online. My speech is there. I didn't go after Democrats. Democrats do what they say they're going to do. I went after Republicans because Republicans presided over all the ridiculous spending under the Bush administration, which led us to Barack Obama at that point in time. Here's a fact, okay, for all of you people out there that are members of the Republican Party. I don't know why you are. I don't. I am a conservative guy, and I'm a believer and living within one's means. And I thought when I was younger, in my younger years, I thought that that's what the Republican Party was all about. It is not. Real federal spending in fiscal 2017, which ended on September 30th, was higher than in any year in the history of the United States other than fiscal year 2009. And that was the year when Barack Obama put forth his $840 billion stimulus package. The Republican Party presided over this. We've got this whole tax cut situation going on here. Need to get tax reform through. Need to get tax cuts through. And what are they talking about? $1.5 trillion in actual cuts. $1.5 trillion that they're saying in deficits, less money that the government is going to take in. They're going to take in less money. And what the hope is on the Republican side is that it's going to generate enough economic activity to pay for that lost revenue. Now, I'm a conservative guy. I don't account for things like that. I account, and again, Republicans get upset about this, I account dollar for dollar. Why do I do this? Well, because do I know that it's going to create increased economic activity? Do I know that more money is going to come into the Treasury? Yes, I do. But I also do know that we're already $20 trillion in debt. So I'd say, okay, we'll account for it that way. And all of the extra money that comes in, all of the extra tax dollars, and I would present this to the American people this way, we're going to use that to start paying down our national debt, which is in excess of $20 trillion. Now, in order to do that, we need to cut spending. Has anybody heard anything at all outside of Rand Paul talking about cutting spending? No. They're not. And here's some reality as well. The numbers aren't getting better. They're getting worse. If you take a look at what the outlays are going to be going forward for Social Security and Medicare, the numbers are off the charts. And again, there is going to be that proverbial come to Jesus moment. Where's the money going to come from? To this day, I want to remind everybody, because again, we have up on our website, our white paper on the retirement crisis, and I've got a book coming out on it as well. Something we've been talking about for a couple decades now. Just the math behind the numbers is just not there. If you take a look at your Social Security statement, there's a little asterisk next to that number. You say, oh, if you retire at this age, you're going to receive this. But there's a little asterisk there. And if you go take a look at that asterisk saying, well, you know, unless changes are made at such and such a date, we're going to run out of money and we're going to have to be cutbacks in this program. Yeah, there's going to have to be cutbacks. Where is the money going to come from? People still believe that there's a lockbox somewhere. Every single time I talk about it on the program, I get emails of people telling me that I'm wrong. I don't know what I'm talking about. I put money into Social Security, my payroll taxes. It's there for me. Oh, it is. Is it where? Where? Is it guarded by goblins and dragons at Gringotts Bank? Is it? No. No. There's no lockbox. There's no fund. There's no account where the money that you put away for payroll taxes went to. It all went to the same place. It all got paid out. Now, I'm very much dismayed. Again, like I said, I'm an equal opportunity basher here on the program. I'm going after Republicans right here and now, including Donald Trump. You know, he's not a Republican. He's Donald Trump. All this talk now about need. This ticks me off. Paul Ryan says, we're going to have another tax bracket for people making over $1 million. Donald Trump mentioned it as well. And you know what he had the nerve to say? They all had the nerve to say, they don't need it. I don't need a tax cut. People up there don't need a tax cut. Let me tell you, who the hell do you think you are? You think that you think that the founding fathers put this country together so you people in Washington, D.C. could decide what people need and what they don't need? One can make the argument that people don't need any more than $200,000. I'm sure Bernie Sanders could make the argument that people outside of Washington, D.C., of course, because he works there, don't need any more than $75,000. Who the hell do you think you are? Saying what people need and what they don't need. Oh, I know. It's all popular rhetoric. Oh, terrible rich people. They don't need the money. Make them pay more. Make them pay their fair share. They already are. The wealthy in this country overwhelmingly pay their fair share. That's just the facts, people. You can shake your head and swear up and down. Just take a look at the numbers, okay? If you're going to institute tax cuts, everybody should get them. It's not about need. It's a type of crap that really ticks me off. Really upsets me. Supposed Republicans out there talking about need. You know, it's funny. Let's just say, we'll play this. Why don't we play this game? Why don't we play the Bernie Sanders game? Why don't we say, you know what, you make over $1 million a year. Every dollar that you make over $1 million a year is taxed at 90%. How about that? You don't need it. We'll let you keep 10% of it. What do you think then would happen to luxury good sales? Huh? Well, what would happen to all those people that utilize private jets? Oh, yeah, that's so what? And they can take commercial. Okay, smartass. What about all the people that fly those jets? What about the people that make those jets? What about the people that are mechanics on those jets, that service those jets? What happens to them? I'm waiting. They lose their jobs. They lose their jobs. Let me tell you something, man. I waited tables for years. Waited tables, bartended, one of the zillions of jobs I had. Let me tell you something. I loved it. I loved it when wealthy people came in. Well, I'm not going to like it. Someone's going to drop a few $100 on a bottle of wine, and I'm going to get tipped on that? Well, you think that the people that work at on commission at Gucci and Ferragamo and all these other stores, you don't think they like it when people come in and spend money so they can feed their families? There's entire industries built upon this. George H. W. Bush, Papa Bush, you know that stupid tax that he instituted? Remember the boat tax, the yacht tax? Do you remember what that did to boat sales? They had to rescind the damn thing. What's funny is this is just basic economics. Econ 101. Yet people don't like to think. Listen, talk tax cuts till we're blue in the face, tax reform till we're blue in the face. The one issue, the one problem with all of this is that Washington never does with less. Never does with anything less. They want more. Oh, yeah, they want more. Hey, Larry Summers. Larry Summers. Yeah, oh, one of the smartest guys in the world. Just ask him. Yeah, this tax guy is an atrocity. It's ignorant. It's disingenuous. It's dishonest. We can't have this. He believes. I'm not kidding. He said that in order for us to preserve our American values, government needs to get bigger. Yeah, Larry Summers said that. The sad thing is that many people believe that to be true. That's un-American. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff available at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. 24-hour-a-day help hotline. 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Someone told me long ago, there's
a calm before the storm. This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
She just looks that whole squeaky clean.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
This report is brought to you by Delta Faucet.
New York City's Design Week was October 14th through the 22nd. What better time to take inspiration and refresh your home? Whether you're working on a full-scale renovation or just making a few tweaks to your space, there are many small changes you can implement that will make a big difference in your home. Delta Faucet asked designer Nate Berkus to help give you some ideas to change your space.
The truth is there's absolutely no shortage of inspiration in today's interconnected world. So hop on Pinterest or your Instagram feed for great design ideas every single day. Or pick things up when you're traveling to bring back with you for your home. They'll make great conversation pieces when you have people over and will add tons of personality into your space. And finally, don't be afraid to break the rules. Some of the best interiors are the ones where people took risks, and if you love something, you'll find a way to live with it.
For more information, visit DeltaFaucet.com and follow Delta Faucet on Instagram for even more design inspiration.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned into the program. It's teachable moments and some business stories from this past week. I'll talk about a couple of them. Saw the story about Sears. Sears is now no longer going to be selling Whirlpool appliances. What? What? And isn't that pretty much Sears, Whirlpool, and Craftsman? I know they sold Craftsman off, but now they're no longer going to be selling Whirlpool appliances. You know, Sears was the top retailer of appliances in the country, I think, up until 2002. It's kind of like reminds me of Office Space with the two Bobs. What exactly do you say you do here? I mean, what do they sell at Sears now? It's like clothes from like the Brady Bunch era? I don't even know. I did mention that. I did go buy something from Sears last year. First time I set foot in Sears in, I don't know, decades. I needed a luggage rack for my car. And that was the only place that sold them. Maybe they should just downsize and just sell luggage racks for people's cars. But again, Sears used to be what? A blue chip. Another story. And this one makes me sad. It does. This story makes me sad. My grandfather, the Polish side of my family, moved to this country, didn't graduate from high school, but yet taught himself how to be a draftsman. He was a very, very smart guy. And he worked his entire career at General Electric at the Schenectady plant, designing stuff. And I remember as a kid, and my grandfather was retired at that point in time, but they'd have days where they could bring their grandkids in to the General Electric plant and see the various different things that they were working on and doing. And, I mean, this is early 70s. I saw printers and computers. I remember this stuff. A robot. I mean, all these amazing things that I saw there. And my grandfather took great pride in the fact that he worked at General Electric. What do they do now? I still think they're doing jet engines. Yeah. You see the stock this past week? Tanked again. Talk about eliminating their dividend. It's funny. It's funny. The CEO that presided over the demise of this once great company, Jeff Immelt, he's an inside the Beltway CEO. He sat on all of Obama's panels and groups and committees. They actually were talking about him running Uber, for crying out loud, because he's a well-connected Watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil guy. But all in all, he is a loser. I can't tell you how many loser CEOs are out there at Fortune 500 companies that don't belong there. How did he remain at General Electric for so damn long? How does one do such a crappy job over that extended period of time and still keep his job? He's inside. He's connected to Washington, D.C. That's how. Again, another blue chip company on the outs. I did have a conversation a couple weeks ago. Somebody was talking about Apple and how Apple could never die. It will always do well. And again, I am full disclosure. I own a ton of Apple products in my house. Spent ungodly sums of money. Our firm uses Apple products. But I'm not that arrogant to believe that they can last forever. That's a dumb thing to say. And in fact, right now, I mean, you've got one of the former founders of Apple, Steve Wozniak, saying, you know, I'm not going to go out and buy that new iPhone 10. I see no reason to buy it. Me neither. Now, granted, Apple is a cash machine. People upgrade phones. Stuff happens. They have to upgrade again. But, hey, they need some new products coming down the line. They got $300 billion in cash. But for somebody to say that that company could never go under is not smart. I've been doing this for a long time. Okay, I wrote a column over 10 years ago. Man, I talked about the Dutch East India Company, a company that was around for 200 years paying an 18% dividend. Think about that. Now, that's a company I want in my portfolio. I want a company that pays a blue chip that pays an 18% dividend for 200 years. We did compounding interest earlier on in the program. Compound that over time. See how wealthy one could become. It's amazing. 1960s, J.P. Morgan, one of their marketing scams out there, put out a list of stocks called the Nifty 50. 50 stocks that they told you come to J.P. Morgan, we'll buy these stocks for you, and they'll never go under. What? Right. Sure. No, people. Valuations change. CEOs change. Management changes. For all those people that held on to GE stock through Jeff Immelt till now, how well have they done? Not too good. So, yeah, you have to pay attention. There's no such thing as set it and forget it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Since 9/11, the Department of Justice has made fighting terrorism its top priority. Our goal is not to just catch terrorists, but to prevent them from striking us.
The words of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the first public comments after the terror attack in New York City left 8 people dead. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi came out swinging today, saying the Republicans are scrambling to pass a, in her words, half-baked tax bill that will benefit only the wealthy.
The Ryan McConnell framework is not reform. It is, again, deficit exploding, multi-trillion-dollar giveaway to the wealthiest and corporations.
Pelosi also rejected the Republican arguments that this bill would help the middle class.
The priorities of the Ryan McConnell bill have been clear from the start, perpetuating a catastrophic transfer of wealth from the middle class to corporations and the wealthy.
My name is Tim Berg. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I mentioned this little phrase earlier on in the program. Talked about moral compass. And it was an interesting film. I recommend it. I do. It didn't have a long play. I think we played in some of the art houses around the country, but they're actually talking about like best actor award for Vince Vaughn. You can get it on demand now. It's called Brawl on Cell Block 99. I just found the film really good, and it could be Vince Vaughn's best work. And it's kind of a guy that is set in his ways and has a moral compass and just does not deviate. Even though he's made bad choices in his life, he never really deviated from that moral compass. Always going to do what he believed was right. I was thinking about that this past week. We had his story on Tesla, and we've gone off on Tesla here on the program. And as it turns out, those fired Tesla workers, they were replaced with cheap temporary labor. What is it now? I forget how many. It was about 1,200 workers, Tesla workers in California that were fired. They were replaced with cheap temporary labor. Yeah, Tesla's doing real well. I make fun of it all the time. And I said here on the program that if someone were to give me a Model S $100,000 plus Tesla, I would donate it to charity. I couldn't drive the thing. I couldn't. My moral compass won't allow me to own a car like that. And, you know, people call me stubborn. And, well, it's nothing wrong with that. I remember when I was a kid, you know, say you're a very opinionated boy, like it was some sort of derogatory term. It's not. And we can kind of pull this into politics as well when one talks about bipartisanship. And we're always told about how, whoa, bipartisanship, we need to have more bipartisanship. No, we don't. Where has bipartisanship gotten this country? Let's take a look at great moments in bipartisanship. Let's just go back to 2000. Back in 2000, we had bipartisanship that got us Graham, Leach, Bliley, and repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, allowing for the big financial behemoths that we have today. Bipartisanship gave presidents the Status of Forces Agreement that allows for troops to be all over the world. We don't even know where they are. Lindsey Graham and John McCain, I didn't know we got 1,000 troops in Niger. Who knew? Bipartisanship got us into the Iraq War. Bipartisanship gave us bank bailouts and bailouts for the automakers. How well is that bipartisanship working for us? It's not. And whenever I talk about this, I'll get the email. You don't like to compromise? I don't know how your wife could even stand you. What? Compromise is a lot different. Okay, my wife wants sushi for dinner. I want Italian for dinner. Okay, honey, this time we'll go for sushi. Next time we'll go for Italian. That's compromise. There's no right or wrong. But you cannot compromise with math, with facts, with reality. One cannot say, okay, honey, we're going to let 2 plus 2 equals 6 today. Next time it'll be 2 plus 2 equals 4. And you know, the funny thing is they talk about all the arguing, the fighting that's going on in D.C. and back and forth. Do you think that this is there's anything new? Do you think that this wasn't occurring at the founding of our country? Anyway, we'll get into that a little bit later on in the program. But another quick tip, a little pop culture tip. I gave you Brawl on Cell Block 99. I'll give you another one, too. That George Michael documentary, pretty good. Pretty darn good. There's another guy who was stubborn. Refused to give in, didn't want to do the pop stuff anymore, didn't want to do the Wham stuff, the Faith stuff anymore, and he put out some incredible music, and he stuck to his guns. Yeah, that's us here, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show and Markowski Investments. We stick to our guns. We have a moral compass. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Our newsletter coming out right now, actually at the printers. Still sign up for it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return. You turn on
the radio. She was thrown out of a pickup truck.
Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg.
They found her walking on the streets.
Many have been abused, malnourished, eating garbage.
Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur.
There's this commercial on TV that the ASPCA does, and they want you to send in $19 a month for a dog in the shelter. I think you should go and adopt a dog from the ASPCA and then get that dog on Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills.
Their answer is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite .com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. Is Generation Z the most anxious generation yet? According to the 2017 University Lifestyle Survey conducted by Sodexo, current and incoming university students are more concerned about the uncertainty of their futures than previous generations. They are not only apprehensive about mounting student loan debt and other forms of financial liability, but also about securing a job after graduation and maintaining a good quality of life. The survey further shows that Generation Z has different priorities when choosing a university than past generations. Jim Jenkins, CEO, Universities East, Sodexo North America.
Universities need to highlight the best qualities of their campus atmosphere in order to appeal to prospective students. 83% of students consider a friendly campus more important than a university's reputation, and 62% consider the campus tour more influential than their parents' advice. The results of this survey will help change the way universities educate and accommodate their students now and in the future.
For more information, visit www.sodexo.com.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, this is a story that's kind of fading to black in the mainstream media. Much like the whole Vegas mass shooting. Notice that? That story just poof, and it's gone. And it's gone. Hey, nothing to see here. Nope. We can't figure out the motive. We can't put together timelines. We know nothing. We see nothing. And we just accept it. It's just sad. Healthcare. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said, a bipartisan bill to temporarily stabilize Obamacare's insurance markets has enough support to pass the Senate. But they're waiting on Trump, Lamar Alexander, Patty Murray. They've got all 48 Democrats and supposedly 12 Republicans on board. To what? What is this bill? They're calling it to stabilize Obamacare markets. What they're doing is they're taking our tax dollars and they're giving it to insurance companies. They're giving it to insurance companies because they're making those insurance companies cover all sorts of crap that they normally wouldn't cover under normal insurance circumstances. None of this is normal insurance circumstances, is it? No. This is so stupid, it's not funny. Obamacare is the dumbest thing. It's got to be one of the most stupid things I've ever heard of in my entire life. It is a wealth transfer scheme being utilized in the most inefficient manner, all because they just wanted to confuse and bewilder people and not tell people the truth. That's all. Because Barack Obama is a coward. Republicans, I think, are cowards too. Didn't want to come out and say, you know what? We're going to take your money. We're going to take your money and we're going to give it to people. Because that's all it is. We're going to give it to people. We're going to stipulate what they can buy with that money. But we're going to take your money and we're going to give it to people so they can go out and buy health insurance. There you go. That's what it is. That's all it is. But again, they're all a bunch of liars. They can't be honest with us. I don't know how this does not make you sick to your stomach. It does me. All right. Take a look at some of these bids. This is amazing to me. Jeff Bezos got to be one of the richest guys in the country by far. Yet he's right now, he's out scouring the country looking for bids where he's going to put his new corporate headquarters. New Jersey wins the prize for biggest tax cuts. They're offering Jeff Bezos $7 billion in state and city tax credits, roughly $140,000 per job promised by Amazon. Now, if you remember a little bit earlier on in the program, we talked about state pensions. State pensions in New Jersey, in the worst condition than anybody else. What is it, close to $23,000 per resident shortfall? $23,000 per resident. Yet they're inviting a business to come to their state, and they're going to give them a $7 billion break on taxes. I couldn't make this stuff up if I wanted to. Again, no tax breaks, no special deals, no cutouts for everyone. That's just, you know, that's called being equal under the law. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back. Under my skin, my heart is human, my blood is boiling, my brain IBM.
So Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Okay, Eddie. This one's for you.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, Milli Vanilli, way before their time. You remember the amount, you remember the trouble that they got into because of the lip syncing? For crying out loud, it's no big deal nowadays. I mean, again, they were just born at the wrong time. That's all. I mean, if they were around today, nobody would care, because that's a lot of these musicians, all they do. And then it's not even their voices, right? It's all auto-tune crap. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I mentioned this earlier on the program. I got to finish up with this. I set it aside. Okay, here we go. Another scandal, it's breaking. They're not putting a lot out on it. This is in regards to Wells Fargo. This all originated in the bank's investment banking unit. They've fired four foreign exchange bankers. An investigation into the business by both the bank and regulators. These are senior employees at the company. Again, we'll see how all the thing comes out in the wash. They're not the first. Again, they're all pretty much the same thing. Okay? Different logo, different, obviously, tax ID number. But they all basically run the same scams. And, you know, they get caught. They pay the fine. They may fire some people. Those people will find jobs at another firm at some point in time. And the scam continues. I know I've talked about this ad nauseum here on the program. I get it. I get it. But these big financial institutions need to be broken up. They need to be broken up. You talk about economic activity from tax cuts and tax reform. You don't think that you would get an incredible amount of economic activity if you broke the big investment firms up? You want to be an investment bank, you're an investment bank. You want to be an advisor, you're an advisor. You eliminate the conflicts of interest. You actually have investment bank firms go out there and actually do their job and beat the bushes for great ideas. There's so much garbage that's floating around out there today at absolutely insane valuations. Insane. I was looking at one real estate slash lifestyle slash I don't know what. It's basically a Regus. Short-term office space place. The valuation on this thing is patently absurd. Yet somehow everybody's okay with it at this point in time. Of course, until they're not. But then again, we talked about Beanie Babies earlier on in the program. Same concept. Same concept. Whether it be WeWork or whether it be Uber or whether it be Airbnb, they're today's Beanie Babies. That's all. Anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit about the media. I mean, I mentioned the Las Vegas story. Anybody find it the slightest bit interesting that the hero, right, the security guard, he disappeared and he showed up on one program and one program only, only to be asked nothing but softball questions. And that show was Ellen. May it strike anybody as the slightest bit odd? Well, guys, here's the reality. 90% of what you watch on TV or your device or you see at the movies is controlled by six companies. Six. Six companies. Talk about antitrust. Talk about where we need to break things up. I did mention this on the program. Saturday Night Live years ago did an entire spoof on this, calling it Mediopoly. That skit aired one time. Live. On the reruns of the show, I'm not kidding. They've taken it out. This again goes to everything that's wrong with the country today. We talk about the Watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. The media plays an enormous part in that. They're an anchor. It's a story. On average, Americans spend more than 150 hours watching television every month. Wonder why, you know, they call it programming? Because they're programming you. 90% of what you get is six companies. If you control what people think, then you control a society. Just ask Kim Jong-un, right? How do you think they do it in North Korea? I watched a bit. It was on a National Geographic station. It was Morgan Freeman doing this kind of story about us thing, and he was talking about freedom in the first episode, and he's interviewing this kid who escaped from North Korea. And a kid who watched his parents be executed right in front of him, and him saying that it didn't bother him. He was emotionless because he thought that, hey, they probably had done something wrong. If you control what people think, you control a society. You don't think that the axis of evil, politicians, business, media, they're not able to shape how we all think to a frightening degree? Of course they are. Of course they are. And this is why, again, people we in schools, too, we perpetuate this stuff. No independent thought. Again, you know, I go off on the media all the time. I talk about conventional wisdom. I talk about all the crap they're shoving down people's throats, whether it be on websites, whether it be in business programs. It doesn't matter. Most of what I see is garbage most of the time, and it's getting worse instead of better. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Become part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Since 9/11, the Department of Justice has made fighting terrorism its top priority. Our goal is not to just catch terrorists, but to prevent them from striking us.
The words of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the first public comments after the terror attack in New York City, left 8 people dead. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi came out swinging today, saying the Republicans are scrambling to pass a, in her words, half-baked tax bill that will benefit only the wealthy.
The Ryan McConnell framework is not reform. It is, again, deficit exploding, multi-trillion dollar giveaway to the wealthiest and corporations.
Pelosi also rejected the Republican arguments that this bill would help the middle class.
The priorities of the Ryan McConnell bill have been clear from the start, perpetuating a catastrophic transfer of wealth from the middle class to corporations and the wealthy.
My name is Tim Berg. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. When a person is facing the difficult challenges that come with advanced illness, their pets can play a critical role in providing comfort in their final moments. Unfortunately, as families deal with the grief of illness and the loss of a loved one, those beloved pets may be overlooked or treated as an afterthought. Pet Peace of Mind is an organization that helps hospice and palliative care patients keep and care for their pets. Dr. Mia Carey, veterinarian and Pet Peace of Mind board member.
For many of us, our pets are like members of the family. In difficult times, a pet can provide the same sense of comfort and calm that a human family member might. When a patient begins hospice or palliative care, it can be challenging to make sure all of their pet's needs are met. Pet Peace of Mind allows patients to make their end-of-life journey gracefully with their loving pets right by their side.
For more information or to make a donation, please visit petpeaceofmind.org.
Police in Thornton, Colorado have captured a man they say killed at least three people at a local Walmart last night. According to investigators, an anonymous tip led them to the apartment of a 47-year-old. Officers in the area then saw the man driving in the complex this morning. Thornton, Colorado police spokesman Victor Avila says timing is everything.
Fortunately, we had a traffic light that was there, and that was traffic backed up because obviously we were in the middle of traffic time. So that certainly helped us, so they didn't give them an opportunity to be able to leave.
Hillary Clinton went on The Daily Show to defend her campaign's funding of the so-called Trump dossier, even though the allegations in the document remain mostly uncollaborated. Take a listen.
This was research started by a Republican donor during the Republican